recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
Ad-free shows, family. Here you all come. It's great to see you. It's Thursday night here on the gold. What are we calling you? Gold? The Olympic gold medal Q&A, or as I like to call it, it's meme time with the meme machine, Kurt Angle. I'm Paul Bromwell, and get your questions going in the chat. Kurt and I are having a blast. Little inside information. Kurt and I just did an interview last night, episode coming this week with Matt Riddle. So we're looking forward to you guys checking that out. And listen, you guys always, we can count on you to post questions on Patreon for us for the shows. And we're going to, Kurt's going to recognize a lot of your names. So thank you. I want to say for that. And let's Kurt, I know you got, you know, at 25, 30 minutes at the most tonight, cause your crazy schedule and you got meme machine photos to sign and shit to do, but Brad Stanton, I'm going to throw it to you, man. Kick us off here tonight.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, good. How you doing, Brad?
Not putting me in an ankle lock tonight, are you?
Not tonight.
I wish you could. Virtually, that would be fun to see.
Yeah. Hey, Kurt, watching you on the Treasure Show with WWE. So knowing me knowing you a little bit now because of the podcast over 3 years, I know that when they asked you to do it on the spot on the show, hey, can you come out here right away and do this? Now, we know you're a little more regimented than that. How much advance did you have before you went on the show?
You know what? It wasn't that long. Actually, what they did is they called me one day and they said, hey, we want to set up some a couple of shots with you where we want you to go and see the milk truck.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Also, what else did we do? We went to Dan Gable Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Yeah, to see your singlet. Yeah,
for my singlet. So we did those two. So about 2 weeks prior is when they told me. And the first one I did was with Mick Foley, and that was in Sacramento, California, with the milk truck. And then the second one, I believe, was with Lita, and it was at the Dan Gable Museum Hall of Fame.
So did you have a good time?
Yeah. It's, you know, it's a pretty fun show. It really is. It's the real deal. I mean, we're really offering money for certain things. And, you know, we did offer the milk truck. We offered $60,000, and the truck's a pile of crap. I mean, but the reason why they didn't want to give it up is because it became infamous, partly because I used it on Monday Night Raw, and because it's also an antique. And so they used it for all their parades all year long. And they always say, hey, there's the Kurt Angle milk truck as it's passing by. So they didn't want to sell that. They didn't want to sell the milk truck and give it to our archives because they use it for parades. So it wasn't going to happen.
All right. Well, thanks so much for answering my question. And great seeing you again.
Thank you. You too, man.
Brad is a fellow Pennsylvania guy, Kurt. So he's out closer to the Philadelphia.
Yeah, but is he east or west?
He's east. He's looking forward to WrestleMania, though. You were just saying today you're booked from Friday to Sunday out here.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Pretty busy.
I know Jimmy Seafood got you locked in for something, don't they?
Yeah, that's on, I believe, Sunday, the last day. Yeah, okay. I'm going to be taking pictures at one of their appearances.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And the good food, too, by the way.
Yeah.
Let's see. By the way, Zoom user, first time here, honored to be here. Buddy, it's great to have you here. Aaron, if you want to jump in, I know you said you lost power last time you joined us right in the middle of it and didn't get to get your question in. So jump on in, dude.
Hey, Kurt. I don't know if you remember. I asked you, my sister asked you a question, and I was moving, so they turned the power off at my old place.
Right.
So we went to a new place.
Well, it looks like it's working tonight, so that's good, man.
It's working.
Everything's fine now. My question is, in WWE, your favorite match is the one with Chris Benoit and Royal Rumble 2003. I was wondering, do you have a favorite match in TNA that you have up there?
It's hard for me to pinpoint one, but almost every match with AJ Styles, to be honest with you. Him and Samoa Joe are my two favorites to work with. And every match I had with both of them was priceless. I would say probably with AJ, It would probably be our last man standing match, I think, is my favorite match with AJ. And that wasn't as much of a wrestling match as we had with other matches. But, you know, AJ's such a great talent. It's so easy working with him because he just kind of flies around and you catch him. You know, he just makes the matches exciting. Reminds me a lot of a bigger Rey Mysterio. AJ can work heavyweight style. He can also work Lucha Libre style. But he is the most well-versed wrestler I've ever been in the ring with.
Okay, thanks. Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Aaron. Glad to have you, man. Hey, Kurt, I don't know if you could catch AJ right now. Have you seen how big and buff and built?
Oh, my God. Like, what's going on? There's something in the water in Georgia.
Yeah, well, with him and with Randy Orton, they're on the
Randy. I saw the picture of them both at the same time. It was on social media, and I was like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, well,
they look good.
They both look good. And you know what I say? It is, as we're waiting for some more guys to put in questions in the chat, feed them in, and we'll get them to you. For those that are just joining, we have Kurt till about 7:25 or so tonight. So I want to go rapid fire. Chicken snacks, dude. Okay. Chicken snacks is the secret ingredient for these guys, Kurt. Right?
Well, I sent some to Randy. Maybe he ate them.
Yeah, it looks like he ate them and then some. Bryant Haremza, you have a question, dude. Welcome. And Bryant, Kurt, one of our faithful listeners, puts the show over on social and always, like, he and Brad and all these guys always ask great questions for the show. But here we go. Bryant, what do you got for us, man?
Thanks, Paul. Kurt, great to talk to you tonight. Appreciate your time. My question's about some gimmick matches stuff. You did a lot of gimmick matches, I know, more in TNA than you did your WWE time, but what would you say is your gimmick match you enjoyed performing in, and which one was the most difficult to get ready for?
They're both the same match. I would say my cage match against Anderson.
Ken Anderson.
Yeah, Ken Anderson. That was my favorite match, and it was also the toughest match because the cage was about 5 feet higher than the WWE cage. So when I went up there to do that moonsault, I looked down and I was like, maybe I'm not going to do it tonight. And I just said, what the hell, and I went. But because of that, I had to have knee surgery. So that was my favorite gimmick match as well. Ken, I will tell you this. They painted us in a corner. They made this match impossible for us. What they did is they told us we're going to have a cage match, but you can't climb out and you can't get pinned and you can't tap out. The only thing you could do is leave from the door. So we have this cage and we're supposed to use the whole cage. Well, the only thing we can do is leave the door through the door. So why would we climb up the cage and go up there to do any stunts? It wouldn't make any sense. So what I did was I decided that what I would do is get in front of the door and protect the door so Ken couldn't get away and make him scared. He'd run to the other side and climb up the cage, and I would climb up and follow up, go up after him. And then we would be up there, and then we could do a stunt. But it wouldn't have made any sense. And, you know, you're having a cage match. Usually when you win, you go up over the cage and you leave the cage, or you go out the door, or pinfall or submission. But what they did is they only said you can only go through the door. And I thought this match is going to be so boring. And but Ken and I put our brains together and we came up with a great scenario, a great match, and we performed it. And I you know, I would tell you this, out of any cage match I've ever seen, it's one of the best. If you haven't seen it, you have to look at it. And remember the terms they gave us for the match. Only leave the door. That'll tell you how difficult this match was to do.
Is that the only match you had where you thought about not doing the moonsault off the top of the cage?
No, I also, the first time I ever did it, I got up there and I was like, this is not good. And I actually broke Bob Holly's arm. Broke it right in half. I ended up coming short, and my shins hit his arm. He put his arms up to block his chest, and my shins came down and hit him right in the arm, and he had a compound fracture. His arm was hanging. And I was so inexperienced that we kept wrestling, and Bob's wrestling with his arm broken, and he's holding against his side, and I would go to shoot him off, to shoot him off the ropes, and I'd grab the broken arm. He'd be like, oh, what are you doing? So I'm pulling his arm while it's broken, and it was just a really – it was a nightmare of a match. And I felt so badly that I ended up going to the hospital with Bob. I ended up taking him back to his hotel room. Getting him to go to the airport the next morning.
Yeah.
I mean, I called him every day, made sure he's okay. I mean, I was doing everything I could to be so sincere to him because I felt so badly about breaking his arm. And I never did the moonsault before. I just decided to try it, and that was my first time.
Oh, that's crazy. I remember you telling that story on the podcast, and it's still just insane that the first time is just that kind of that freak accident like that. So.
It was, man. I came up short, and it was just horrible. What I didn't realize is I go up instead of out, and I didn't know that. And when I just go straight up, and I land almost in the same place as I start. So I didn't go way out. I went up, and I fell short.
But I always think that's what made your moonsault so different. It looked more majestic with just the height you would get, whereas everybody else would shoot it straight out.
You're hanging in the air a lot longer, Yeah.
No, absolutely. So, well, again, thank you for the time, Kurt. Paul, appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, Brian, thank you.
Thank you for the question.
Yeah, it made it an Olympic-style moonsault.
hey. Funny.
Kurt, you're still are you still looking over your shoulder to this day when your buddy you broke his arm, you took him to the airport.
Oh, Bob.
Bob, yeah, when your buddy Bob, are you still looking for that receipt maybe one day, or you think you guys are on good enough terms at this point?
I think we're on good terms.
I think we should talk shit a little bit more about him on the podcast.
No, you talk shit, no? Bob will show up at your door. That's one thing about Bob Holly. Listen, when he did the Rene Dupree that one night after Rene didn't pay for his parking ticket, right. I would never mess with Bob.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Hey, I have a question for we're going to have Greg Jacobson come on next, but I have a question for you guys, faithful listeners, while we're talking here and have a few minutes, and that is the shows, the podcasts that Kurt and I are doing every week. We touch on TNA some weeks we have guests on, sometimes we cover his WWE career. I'd love just to have some feedback from you, and you can put it in the chat if you feel more comfortable, on what you're digging, if there's anything you'd like us to do different. Do you like to ask Kurt anything when we do those?
I have an idea.
Yeah.
What about New Japan?
We haven't done a New Japan. Do you guys want to hear about his time over there, a whole show dedicated to it? So hit us up, man. We're looking for some feedback. We want to make 2024 the best year ever on the Angle Show. I said it for those maybe who joined late. This week's weekend show is going to drop shortly. We got Matt Riddle on. Kurt, let's tell our ad-free show members who we got next week because they deserve it.
Shelton Benjamin, Team Angle.
Yeah. Shelton Benjamin. So look for the posting to drop where you guys can get your questions in for that show. And typically we do an interview style as I think about it. So we really don't get a whole lot of questions that we're able to get to, but I hope you guys are really looking forward to it. We had Haas on, and now it's time for Shelton. And now that their 90 days is up, we were able to get Riddle. We're able to get Shelton. So really excited about it. Let's go to Greg Jacobson. Greg, you DM me and you have a question you want to ask. Go ahead, buddy.
And I do. This goes back to, thank you, first of all, thank you both, to 2009, Kurt, before lockdown. It was in Philadelphia, right? The night before, there was a fan fest with all the talent, and you were in one room, right? And we would go table to meet everybody and wait in line. And Scott Steiner was to your right. And you were the champion at the time, the big gold belt. And Scotty had your little boy with him, right?
Yeah.
And every time somebody would go up to Scott to get his autograph or picture, he'd be like, watch this. And he taught your kid to go like this to every single person. I don't know how old he was. He must have been maybe 3.
Yeah.
And I'm just, me and my boy, still to this day, because he's my head coach, sir. And we know, we just flip, like, dude, flip. And I'm wondering if you, by any chance, remember any of that, by any chance.
No, but that's Scott. Of course he would do that. My son, Cody, he's a sweetheart, man. He has autism. So for Scott to have him do that is just ridiculous, man.
It was pretty crazy.
I mean, if I could kick Scott Steiner's ass, I would, but I can't.
I just wanted to ask you that. Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate you.
Thank you
for everything.
Greg, glad to have you, man. Thank you. Glad you could make it here. And Good stuff. Cody's such a good kid, Gert, and he loves professional wrestling. He loves his daddy. And
Yes, he does.
You know what else he loves? The Pittsburgh Steelers. And we have a question.
Love the Steelers, man. He's crazy for them. Yeah.
Darren Staley wants to know, what are the Steelers' chances in the playoffs, Gert?
Slim to none. Actually, I would give him a 0% chance.
Oh, wow.
And I've been following, hey, I've been backing him up the whole year. Yeah. I'm just really they don't have any spark. I mean, I will say that Rudolph gave him a little spark at the end of the year. But other than that, man, no spark this year. Nothing.
They're going into Buffalo, man, which is a hard place to play from the get-go. Yeah. It's supposed to be cold. Weather's not supposed to be great. That's the only thing that we actually may have going for us because of Josh Allen. We need everything to happen.
I know.
Yeah, Darren said weather game, so it could be good ground game, and we got some runners, dude.
Yeah, we do. We do.
All right, well, Kurt has basically shit all over the Steelers' chances. Brian
wants to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. That's like you and all your picks with the Eagles this year. Brian Haremza said, New Japan show would be awesome. I love the TNA stuff. Hearing Kurt's side is a great perspective. Plus, there's not a lot of TNA stories from the talent. So, and the cool thing is, Kurt, with TNA, we get to show all their videos.
Yep, all the footage. We got all of it, the whole library.
The whole ball of wax. Yeah, guys, I think I mentioned it in some of the shows recently, but WWE has kind of cracked down on the pods with clips lately. So, so for those that really hated the clips, celebrate. For those that enjoyed the clips, they're going away, at least for the WWE shows. But TNA, we have an agreement, will let us show everything unscathed. So that's cool. Brad Stanton had a question. Did you ever wrestle in the 2300 arena, the ECW arena in Philly? We know about your story showing up there years ago, but did you ever wrestle in that building?
Yes, I did. It was one of the first shows. No, wait a minute. Was that New York? I can't remember.
Yeah, 2300 is in Philly, and you would remember if you've been there.
We were at the whatever ballroom in New York.
You're thinking about the – yes.
I never did. Actually, I remember ECW Arena in Philly. That place was a shithole. Listen, they had VIP seating, and it was a board that they hammered in to the wall, and it was barely able to stay there. It was up in the air really high.
Yeah.
And they had me sitting on the board with two other people, and it was like, what the hell is this, man? Like, we're sitting on something that's not really that stable. And the whole arena, it wasn't a big arena, and it wasn't a very clean arena too, man. It was a dirt hole, but I mean, I know that I was ECW's like home field. So
it couldn't have been super expensive to run, and and it came across cool on TV. You're thinking of the Hammerstein Ballroom.
Yeah.
That's where
first show there for WWE. Yeah.
Yeah. Darren chimed in the chat, so I'll just read it here, Kurt, quick. We still have a few minutes. He said, I'd love like a really solid primer on the amateur wrestling path broadly, high school wrestling, college wrestling to Olympic wrestling, not just Kurt's experience, but what that whole process looks like from all those various stages. Maybe that would be a fun episode.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. We never did talk about my Olympic career.
Well, we've talked about some of it, but as far as like your preparation and
growing up, high school, college, yeah.
And just walk through it.
The world team trials, the Olympic trials, yeah. There's a lot of stuff there.
Yeah. Brian Haremza says, as an amateur guy, I have to ask, how does Kurt enjoy working with the heavyweight from Clarion? Yeah, there's been some videos posted of that.
John Myers, he's actually a really talented kid. He didn't win states in high school. He took third, and he ended up going to a Division II college for a year, and he got better, and he decided to transfer to Clarion because it was Division I. And the Clarion wrestling coach called me and said, hey, I have a recruit, and he's pretty tough, pretty good kid, and he's talented. would you work with them? And I said, sure, I'll work with them. And so, you know, the Clarion, you know, they paid me for it, which was kind of cool. I deferred the money. I gave it to my brother.
That's nice.
I wanted him to be a part of it too, because he's the one that trained me. So I wanted this kid to get the right kind of training. So Eric and I both trained him at the same time. And the kid's going to do really well. I think he has the ability to win nationals. Will he? I don't know, but he will be an All-American.
Kurt, do you think that's something you could see yourself though doing with more talent and more guys at Clarion? And like, hey, it could parlay it into a little side.
I will say this. Yeah, I can do the training, but there's no way I could be a coach. All the organization that goes with it, all the time you have to put into recruiting, worrying about your team during the season, off season, recruiting during the off season, recruiting during the season. There's just a lot of stuff that goes with it. And to be honest with you, it's not worth it. I'm sorry, but the money's okay. It's not that great. And, well, the thing is, what these coaches do to supplement their income is they have wrestling camps in the summer, 5 to 6 week camps, so they can make a bunch of money to help them to, you know, provide for their families for the year. Sure. So, you really have to work your ass off if you're a wrestling coach. And, I just can't see myself doing that. Listen, I would have done it if I didn't go the WWE route. I would have coached college. I probably would have ended up coaching at Clarion, to be honest with you. I went a different avenue. And after WWE, things changed.
You have a lot more opportunity to earn income at a different level now. And it just you're right. It makes total sense for you. Bryant and I are on the same page. His question was, would this lead you to start coaching? And you answered that for us, Kurt. But I also thought maybe while we have there's no more questions in the chat, have any projects that you want to maybe give a little inside information or share that you may be working on in 2024? Anything you're excited about?
There's one I can't really tell you about. And then there's another I can't tell you. No,
You did whisper a little bit on one podcast about something, and then you were like, Paul, we can't talk about it. So,
right. Hopefully they won't pick up on that.
Yeah, no.
But what I am doing coming up soon in the next 6 weeks, they haven't decided a definite date yet, but it'll be within the next 6 weeks. I have a movie that I'm going to be shooting. It's called The Ranch, and Randy Couture is going to star in it with me. We're going to be brothers, and it's a movie about a ranch, and Randy's a war hero, and I'm the scumbag brother. So,
perfect.
I mean, come wait a minute. I'm Mr. Red, White, Blue. Why am I not the war hero?
But I feel like you could also do a really good scumbag brother.
I'm a real scumbag, man. I put my family.
You're
in
our
danger.
Scumbag. Yeah.
But you know what? It's a good movie. We're working with Michael Tadros. If you don't know who he is, look him up. You'll see he's a really, really big time Hollywood producer. So I'm excited about doing this with Randy. I haven't done like a major motion picture, like a big movie since Dylan Dog, Warrior, Painting Game with The Rock. I was in two scenes with the movie with Rock, but I haven't done a major motion picture in, 8 or 9 years. So this is really cool.
Yeah, that is cool. And it's funny. You're like, I haven't done a major motion picture. And then you list like six. And I'm like, now he's just showing.
No, I was trying to remember the ones that were major motion pictures.
I got
it. But they're like 10 years ago. Yeah.
It's funny because you said you're in the movie The Ranch, and Darren was like the salad dressing? No, it's on a ranch. So, and Darren also says, which I agree, and we just had our guy on, you need a graphic novel like we just had from Mess Buckets.
I know. And I can't tell you that right now why I can't do it.
Gotcha. Okay. But at some point we can expect that maybe down the
line. Yeah. Oh yeah. Dominic, he's on that. He's going to finish it. And then we're going to keep it on hold until we're ready. Yeah.
Yeah. Guys, any more last call for questions? If not, we're going to let Kurt get out of here. This is your time. Mouthpiece Murphy.
Mouthpiece.
Kurt, give us the meme face on your way out, please. And thank you. You got to talk. I got to get the camera back to you, Kurt. Talk.
This is my meme face. This is my meme face. This is my meme face.
I love you.
Does it look like, hold on, let me see.
Mouthpiece Murphy said, I love you. Look.
Hey, by the way, hey, there's a few of these left, guys. This is the meme machine photo. That's right. I'm giving out 500.
He's such a shiller. Hey, listen, guys, what I will tell you is if you go to boxofgimmicks.com, they just loaded up the store with even more stuff. Kurt and I, Dominic, who else? I think Derek Sabato. We all bought the shirt today. That's just you all over us. The meme
it's
face
a bunch of pictures of me all over the shirt.
It's all over, and I'm going to wear it. I said, Kurt, you'll be on my nipple. It's going to be great. You're going to be all over. I'm going to terrorize you with it on the show. Seriously, you guys are the best.
You guys are the best. Thank you all for being members. You guys are awesome.
Yep, great questions. Keep them coming. Keep supporting the show. Support us on social media. Kurt, we passed 70,000, like 200 YouTube subscribers on our way to 100 this year.
And, we got to get there, guys.
Yep. We can't do it without you. Kurt, we're going to let you out of here. I know you got to go pick up your daughter from wrestling, but appreciate you being here with us tonight, man.
Swimming, Paul, but that's okay.
Swimming? I can't keep up with your kids, Kurt.
My daughter wrestled last night. That was Nicoletta.
See, I told you it was last night. Somebody let Sorensen know we're wrapping up. He just tried to join. Love you guys. Have a great rest of your night. Until next time, here on Ad Free Shows.